Maybe we can talk about Valentine's Day with the Valentine's tea that the Lorain County Historical Society has every year at the beautiful Hickory's Mansion. And to talk about that, we have with us Janet Bird. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
So we're all set and getting ready. You've taken the Hickory's from one season now to another, right?
Right. In fact, we just last week finished taking down the Christmas decorations, and now we have to think about resetting for our Valentine tea. It's coming up before we know it.
To be what, February 9th?
February 9th and 10th. We have had two seatings on each day. On February 9th, we seat people at 11 and then again at 2. And on February 10th, at Sunday, we seat people at 12:30 and again at 3:30. So four teas altogether.
Now, if someone said to me, they would invite me to the Valentine's tea at the Hickory's, I would feel a little intimidated. Tell me what happens. What do I need to know? What do I need to look up online to figure out to make sure I'm proper?
Actually, you can come in almost any kind of attire. We do have a number of ladies who've come for a good many of our teas who do dress up in Victorian fashion. Some dress according to the theme. Last year, our theme was the 50s, and we had a lot of people dressing in 50s styles with poodle skirts and so on. This year, though, we're having a retrospective, I guess, look back at the 20 years of our teas. So any style of dress would be appropriate. I will be presenting a character named Auntie Kate, who lived with the Garfords at the Hickory's. She was Mrs. Garford's aunt. She lived on the third floor. That was her apartment. She called it the Sky Parlor. And she's going to be looking back at the number of celebrations that have occurred at the Hickory's. So to present this character, I'm going to be mixing a little bit of fact with fiction and try to present the ideas of the themes we've had for the past 20 years.
Would a proper gentleman like Bruce Van Dyke be welcome to an event like this?
Absolutely. The ladies would love it. Especially if he came with a top hat and very natty attire.
What kind of conversation would be appropriate for a tea of sorts?
Usually they talk about the food and the program. We have had themes each year, and so we have gone. Our committee is chaired by Pam Monsheen and Ellen Andrews and has been for a number of years. They put together the theme, and every detail about that theme is carried through with the place settings and so on. And people are usually talking about that. And the topic. I have a program that lasts about 25-30 minutes. And it's supposed to be entertaining as well as educational. So I'm hoping there's some of that conversation going on at the tables as well.
How did this begin back in the day? You say 20 years ago?
Yes. In 2000, the first little Valentine tea was held, and it was just meant to be our program committee put it together. It was meant to be just something to offer people around Valentine's Day. A little afternoon, they talked about antique Valentines at the first tea and served tea from our lovely silver tea set and offered pastries. And then the next year, it was so popular, we ran out of room to seat people. And so the next year they said, well, let's have two seatings. And you know, if we serve all that pastry, we probably should charge $5. And so they decided to do that. And it also sold out, I guess you could say. So they kept thinking, well, then let's have a theme, different theme each year. And so for the past 20, this is our 20th coming up, we have changed the theme each year. I think it was starting in 2012, the program that I have been doing usually is a character. I portray some person, and in 2012, in honor of the sinking of the Titanic, I was Carrie Constance Chaffee, who was a lady who lived in Oberlin for a time and was aboard the Titanic. So I portrayed that character as she was preparing a tea on the Titanic. And from that point on, we've gone by decades. I did a character, Rosemary Yardy, at the end of the teens in 19. I portrayed her as she was in 1917, very involved with women's suffrage. Then it was the 20s, Bullets, Broads, and Bathtub Gin was our topic. Then the next year it was the 30s, and I was a radio talk show hostess, Edith Fern. So we've carried through with the decades until last year we did the 50s. And now, as our 20th year, we thought it was time to take a look back and see, just review a little bit of the 20 years of teas.
Did the Oberlin woman on the Titanic survive?
She did. Her husband did not. Yeah, they lived. They were both students at Oberlin College, married, lived in Oberlin for a couple of years, and then moved to North Dakota. Her husband was involved in a land contract business there, and so they were living in North Dakota at the time that they set sail.
You can't have a tea without tea sets. Where do all these come from, and how much of them are sort of historic and just practical, I guess?
Most of them are practical because we've used these for a lot of years now, and we've collected some teapots. Our co-chairs have collected teapots, not expensive ones, because I don't want to say they take abuse, but they do get used well. The table settings are those little luncheon plates that were so popular back in the 40s and 50s, the little glass plates with the little place for the cup, those are the ones that we have used. We have quite a collection of those. I guess you'd say they're historic, but they're pretty solid, and we have a good number of sets of those. So, unfortunately, there's no dishwasher at the Hickories. So we do end up doing...
volunteers? I think that's
yes,
what they're called.
Yes, they are, our volunteer dishwashers.
Wow, I like that. What kind of tea will be served?
Well, Hickory's has, our teas have always served a very special blend. We call it the Hickory's blend. It's a combination of Constant Comment and basic Lipton tea. Huh? I won't give the proportions because that is supposed to be a secret that will be revealed at this year's tea. We always get compliments on how good that is.
Is that something you sell at like a gift shop? Or
we don't. One year we did offer it for sale, and it sold very well. We made up our own tea bags, which was labor intensive. So we probably are going to do that again.
Or maybe they could just use an infuser, right? One of those types.
Yes, that would work.
I've never been mastered that. There's always tea leaves or something left into that.
Me too. I prefer the tea bag myself.
Yeah, but this is just a fun way for people to get together. And how do people go about getting tickets for this?
You can call the Historical Society at 322-3341. Check our website, which is lchs.org. There'll be information on there. I think you can even buy tickets, order tickets on there. Certainly make reservations through our website and email. And certainly you can call and find out the availability. Saturday usually sells out pretty fast. So if you're thinking of looking at Saturday, probably need to call soon.
Any exhibits that are going on or features that you might be able to tell us about?
The exhibit room has just been changed and cleaned out because we're going to be putting up exhibits relating to the themes of our teas. I'm going to have an exhibit of hats, shoes, purses, lace, some antique valentines, possibly some samplers and quilts. So it'll be a variety of items in the display cases, plus in various rooms of the house.
That's good. Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning. And
I appreciate the opportunity.
That.